morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Hello, hello.
We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We say good morning to our friends at Family Natural Foods opening their doors right now.
Good morning, Family Natural Foods.
Go ahead and visit our friends over there. They're open right now at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more at familynaturalfood.com, and of course give them a call at 423-3120. We'll be talking with Stephen and Katrina at Midday Magazine today at 3 o'clock. Be sure to join us for that. It's gonna be a great conversation.
Always good.
We're gonna want to get into some entertainment news now, but a little bit later Katrina and I are going to get into the worst purchases we've ever made. That should be fun. We've also got a real interesting That Ain't Right story, along with some good stuff of the day, local good things going on. Of course, I wanted to actually start things off with our rafters. Talk about a good story of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Rafters just keep on winning, baby. A tremendous game for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters on both sides of the ball, resulting in another sweep of the Mallards. It's a little bragging rights over Madison right now. I like that. They out-hit Madison 11-9 last night with a final score of 4-2. Rafters bats and pitching have matched up now. And could not be a better time. As hot as this team is, why not play two?
Why not?
Let's do an Ernie Banks special. Let's play two. And we've got a doubleheader tonight. It kicks off at 11:20 against Green Bay. And the second game will be at 6:20. So, and that could go, of course, if that first game goes into extra innings, could push back that start time of that second game. Keep that in mind, especially if you were heading to Winterfield today for either of these games, because it's Bark in the Park night.
So fun.
Oh, I love this. One of our favorite events all year long. A big shout out to Current Technologies for sponsoring this. Events going on tonight. Independence Day dress-up contest for personal pets. I want to see a George Barkington. I want to see things like that. Melissa brought up a great one. People matching their pets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got to see that.
That's a thing. I mean, I think people do that always.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that would be great for tonight.
Groomer Wars contest during the game. That is awesome. Great idea. That's fun. And bingo games, prizes, and so much more. Bring your pet to the game. And if you bring a donation, you'll receive a gift from Kohler Generations and Current Technologies. Our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society could always use, you know, wet cat food or dog food or any of these things.
Always.
Anything you can bring by is greatly appreciated by them. Helps them do the great work that they do over there. Do want to remind you that every Thursday, Madison Raff, executive director at the Humane Society, joins us with our pet of the week. She'll be with us tomorrow morning right in this time slot.
Great.
Also going on at the ballpark tonight is Central Wisconsin Gift of Life's a night at the ballpark. This is a chance for us to raise awareness about organ donation and the great work that they do. We were talking with them yesterday. Terry was in with us. I always love talking with her and talking about this. If you would like to be a part of this, a big way that you can do it is certainly raising awareness about organ donation, researching and knowing more about the subject, but also buying yourself a $20 ticket. For that $20, you're going to get one reserve seat, one rafter hat, a hot dog, and a fountain drink. All of that. You can get that by going to the Rafters website. That is WisconsinRapidsRafters.com. Or you can go to, of course, NorthwoodsLeague.com to find that information. And as Randy, my partner in sports, like mentioned the other day, you can't even get a hat for that.
No,
so that's
you
a really sweet deal right there.
You can't. That's awesome.
And you're helping put into the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life, which helps them continue to do the great work that they're doing for organ donation.
Yeah.
Going to be a really fun night at the ballpark tonight. We'll meet you at Winterfield. It's going to be a good one. Let's play two. Doubleheader kicking off at 11:20 as we host the Green Bay Rockers. I still think Booyah is such a better name.
Booyah is so good because it's... Yeah.
It just says it's funner to say. Let's beat them so bad they go back to being the Booyahs. Come on, Rafters. Go on and have some fun. And get your tickets right now at NorthwoodsLeague.com. Let's dive into this one, Katrina. This is a little interesting. So the FBI tweeted out a plea to the public to help them by reporting federal crimes. But for some reason, it seems tailored, and you'll see what we mean by that in a second. It's a graphic with a pink background and words Speak Now, which is the name of the re-recording album from Taylor Swift that she just released. And then it says, do you have a tip about a federal crime? Under that, there are several crimes numbered as if they're songs on an album. There are 9 of them, including terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, etc. After each crime, it says FBI version, in parentheses, just like those in re-recorded Taylor versions and stuff.
Okay.
I'm not that familiar with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get, like, I looked into a little bit
sure.
of this, and I see what they're doing here. Well,
okay.
They are using this as a marketing way to kind of get this out there, to kind mm-hmm. of promote, like, piggybacking a little bit on the Taylor Swift thing without getting into any copyright infringements
right.
or anything like that. More
Seems
power
like
to them.
They're having a little fun with it,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
in a serious manner, too. Like, hey, we need some more information, and maybe they're going to reach a different audience with this.
They got the caption, "Justice is better than revenge," which I believe is a play on one of her songs or lyrics.
Okay.
Nicely done by them.
So their marketing team really likes Taylor Swift.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it has nothing to do with anything other than they're just big Taylor Swift fans or Swifties or whatever they call them.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah. That's smart on their part, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how it could be a that ain't right story, but I think that any way we can help in these ways, I think we're all looking to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
The first trailer for Wonka dropped yesterday, featuring the amazingly talented Timothy Chalamet as a young Willy Wonka.
Mm.
Director Paul King calls it a companion piece to the 1971 classic Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, starring the amazing, the legend Gene Wilder. The best part of the trailer is easily the end, where we see Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa. King cast him in the role for a very specific reason. He says, quote, "So I was really just thinking about the character and somebody who could be a real jerk at times,
mm-hmm.
Because he's funny and sarcastic, but still kind of a jerk." And mm-hmm. Hugh Grant walks that line very
yeah,
well.
Right.
He's had a resurgence in his career because of this, mm-hmm. being the dry humor, dry deadpan kind of delivery guy who tends to be a bit of a jerk and but not too bad.
Right.
You kind of like him, but you kind of don't. Like
mm-hmm.
Hugh Grant's walking that line as an actor. Like that's all of his characters now.
Mm-hmm.
This happens to a lot of older actors, Christopher Walken, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino,
mm-hmm.
they end up playing caricatures of themselves in some ways.
Yes.
And Hugh Grant has kind of done this. I do got to say, I think that one of the funnest things right now to do is watching Timothy Chalamet's career. It's a little bit like watching an athlete who has all this potential
mm-hmm.
and they're getting better and better as they're going along mm-hmm. and even better than we expected.
Sure.
I have a lot of like enjoyment in his career
yeah.
and he is getting better and better every time. So he gets this role, and a lot of actors would kind of give respect back to the actor that kind of made the role famous.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cavill, he gets the role as Superman
mm-hmm.
and the first article I read about him, his first press release and first interview he does, and the first words out of his mouth are Christopher Reeve and talking about how the workout regimen he's doing is the same one that Christopher Reeve did to play Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Like the respect there.
Yeah.
Like he didn't have to do that.
Right.
But he did it because he gets it.
Right.
He gets that somebody else made this role.
Yep.
I'm almost borrowing it.
Yep.
Everybody's been borrowing James Bond since Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're just borrowing it. Even Roger Moore was just borrowing the role.
Mm-hmm.
There is a respect to that, while also I find that the actors that do that also do the best job with the role.
Mm-hmm.
Also do the best job of honoring the role.
Right. They're really thinking about the whole legacy of it,
yeah.
which is key.
They get it. They're a student of the game. They,
mm-hmm.
they've done their homework. And Timothy Chalamet, it was the same exact thing. They're interviewing him about Dune, and the interviewer brought up, "You were just recently cast as a young Willy Wonka. How do you feel about it?" First words out of the kid's mouth, "Well, I know I can't be Gene Wilder, but I just want to do respect to the role and this and that." Like, he gets it.
Yep.
Like, this kid, as big as his name is, as handsome as he is,
mm-hmm.
all these different things, seems to have his feet on the ground still. And you can thank his mother. Like he'll
mm-hmm.
he'll tell you that in interviews. He brings up his mom. Well, similar thing with Pete Davidson. Big star, big name. Can't wait to talk about their mom. Can't wait to talk about like the person
the
that keeps them grounded.
The
yeah.
cutest.
And mom's getting it done. Mom's keeping you grounded, everybody.
Yeah.
I know my mother does. I know. When you think of your favorite superhero, would you consider Scooby-Doo a superhero? 424-2600, everybody.
I don't know. I think he's...
It's an interesting question.
I mean, he pivots the line. He pivots
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I always think of him more like silly and like, yes, he's figuring out mysteries. So different different. It's just one person's like saving this person. He's like kind of like, well, I guess he's saving things too. Wow, James, I don't know.
It's an interesting one. It's just too early to be having these big philosophical questions right now. I understand. It's difficult for all of us. We're all in the same boat. Well, Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Nick Castellanos, he does think he's Scooby-Doo is a hero. In an interview at the MLB All-Star Game in Seattle, he gave a pretty simple explanation why. Nick says, quote, I think that a dog that can talk and helps people by solving mysteries, yeah, that's a superhero.
Sure.
So that's actually a really strong point by him.
It is. It's a strong point.
Years ago, when The Matrix first came out, there was this interesting conversation going on if Neo was a superhero or is he just a character that's in an action movie.
Yep.
And Kevin Smith, one of my favorite writer-directors of all time, Dogma, Mallrats, so many great movies and stuff that he's done. Obviously, Jane, Silent Bob, and that. He's a great writer, and he wrote a piece for Rolling Stone about this. And in the first line, he says, Neo can fly. That's a superhero. Like, what else do you need? End of discussion. Like, I could just end the article right here.
That's a good point, because if a person ever asks, right, you've probably had this, like, okay, what superpower would you take?
Yeah.
Usually there's, like, flying, walking on walls. Like, flying is one of those. So I guess if a person can fly, and I guess if a dog can talk, those are kind of superpowers.
It seems like a superpower.
It's legit.
It's a legit argument. It seems pretty good one to me. Mm-hmm. Plus, I think that... it's all about what the character is to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have our traditional heroes in society and such, but I think that there are ones that we get from literature or we get. Growing up, Atticus Finch might as well have been a real person to me. Mm-hmm. I looked up to Atticus Finch. I learned from Atticus Finch. He was just a story in To Kill a Mockingbird. He was just a character in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
But that was a character that I was greatly impacted by as a young person. Do I consider him a superhero? I mean, I don't know. Why not? What's the harm?
And what's our definitions? Again, is it that you have to fly or is it more like this person's had an impact in our lives? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's more of an impact thing versus a... Yes, I can speak in different tongues or I can walk on something.
I can talk to animals or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, it's your impact that person makes.
Batman, they joke, Batman, his only superpower is being rich. he's the world's greatest detective in these things. I think Sherlock Holmes is, but, each their own. That also brings up another thing when you're talking about definitions and you're talking about heroes and all this. I was talking with some students the other day about it. Growing up, I loved crime stories and I liked murder mysteries and all of those because my Nana did. Mm-hmm. And I grew up watching a lot of those with her. And I would go back and forth from watching Sherlock Holmes and the old BBC stuff to Columbo.
Oh, yeah.
And you could not find two very, very different detectives.
Yes.
But both of them got the job done.
Absolutely.
Both of them incredibly good at what they did. Just very, very vastly different at it. So with the superhero thing, I mean, there's a big difference between Superman and Scooby-Doo, obviously, but they're both in the same umbrella. They're both kind of in the same universe, sort of. I find that kind of fun. That's kind of an interesting thing. And I again, want to hear from you, 424-2600. Do you agree? Do you think it's silly? Do you think he's a superhero? Who do you consider a superhero that may not normally be considered one? Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of us, and I don't care how corny it is, a lot of us would say our moms or dads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I grew up with superheroes. Mm-hmm. That's my mom and dad. Like, by far and away. Mm-hmm. Can they fly? No. But the things they have pulled off in life? Yeah, that's a superhero move to me.
For sure.
I don't care if it's corny. Like, I'll own that. I think we run into this stuff more than we realize. And it also leads me into you being a superhero because we are in the time of superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
When the movies, entertainment, it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're at least a year away from this fading away a little bit more. And you're still going to have superhero movies, but instead of like 50 of them, you'll have 10.
Right.
But for right now, it is still big. And I think there's a lot of people out there that, like you said, think about what superpower they would have. Can you fly? Can you walk through walls? Talking to animals? These kind of things. Well, news, we have new breaking news for you. You already have a superpower. You can give blood.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate blood. You can be a superhero, and you don't need the tragic backstory.
Mm-mm.
You don't need a cape. tights, don't any of these things. Mm-mm. You don't have to come up with a new, imagine trying to come up with a new, brand new, completely original superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All the good ones are taken. They're all done.
Just be you.
Just be you and donate blood. Mm-hmm. And while you're doing it, be a part of the Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge. You can go to civicmedia.us and upload your selfie of you donating blood, and you'll get in the running to win some Brewer tickets, State Fair tickets, and along with being a superhero, and most importantly, helping a stranger out. You just don't know. Maybe a family member, maybe a friend, but more than likely, you're going to be helping a stranger out, and that is one of the most beautiful things you can do with your life.
Yeah, so good.
Strangers helping strangers. Again, civicmedia.us/giveblood, or you can just use the hashtag #CivicPints. It's just one word, Civic Pints. Go ahead and put your selfies out there and add that attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a quick commercial break, come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Oh, boy. Vanessa Williams?
Yes.
Save the best for last, I think. I've been testing myself, trying to see if I can get it in the first couple notes. Yeah, it is.
Yes. Nice. That means that Seth has to change it up again, so then we can keep challenging you.
Yes, it does.
I think there's a lot of songs out there. But well done.
424-2600. We want your phone calls, everybody. We want you to join this conversation because I think this is a good one. And we all have an item for this one.
Yeah.
It is time to get into what the worst purchases we've ever made are. bought anything for Amazon Prime Daily you're excited about or anything you already regret? Well, someone asked people to name the worst purchase they've ever made in their life. And here are some of the highlights.
Oh, I'm ready for it. It's going to be good.
So let's go ahead and write into, and the first one on here, a $250 Zune MP3 player instead of an iPod. Zunes got discontinued in 2012.
Yes, for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this person purchased theirs like not even a year later, and it was discontinued. Mm. That's $250 just down the drain.
Done.
Just gone.
Yep.
A guy paid $20 to sign up for unlimited rentals at his local Blockbuster. Then it shot down a month later.
Oh.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh, that hurts.
You're probably not getting that money back.
No. I physically felt that one.
Because I think we've all done something like that, but in a smaller version maybe. Yeah.
I was asking some of my students last night about this, just pre-gaming a little bit. And the one that came up three different times was gym memberships.
Oh, yep.
Buying a gym membership.
And then it closing? Or they didn't use it.
They just never use it. Yeah,
sure.
They just never use it. Yeah.
Yep.
One of the gym moved. And they didn't tell the people that it moved. So I'm like, that's not your fault, man.
Yeah,
that doesn't
right?
count. Like, they should have told you that it moved and everything. You know those shape-up machines?
You
hold it and it shakes you and all this?
Yep.
The shape-up shoes with the rounded bottoms that are supposed to work out your legs.
Oh, yeah, like calf or something.
I remember
something.
Those.
Yes.
Yeah, and they were supposed to help you jump really high.
You're supposed to bounce with a little bit more bounce, and you had it worked your legs, it engaged your legs the whole time you were wearing them or something. Yep.
Someone paid $100 for a pair, immediately sprained their ankle, and never wore them again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel like those came and faded just as quickly.
Yeah, for probably a reason.
Somebody made their money on those and got out right away. Like,
yeah, they had a good legal background probably too.
There are certain things that just boggle my mind of how they even got a copyright or got a patent.
Right.
There's a lot of toys, a lot of kids' toys that are like that.
Oh, yeah.
A woman bought expensive crystal wine glasses when she turned 21, then realized drunk people in their 20s tend to knock a lot of stuff over and broke her glasses within days. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Someone paid a website $10 for secrets on how to become a millionaire. Mm. They ended up getting a PDF with instructions on how to build a website and charge people $10 for secrets on how to become a millionaire.
Oh, my gosh. That is terrible.
That's terrible. That's mean. That is going to be some bad karma that comes back at you. And that is a little funny, though. It is a little funny. It's only $10.
It's only $10.
It's not too bad. Still, though, that ain't right. That's some bad karma.
Very bad.
To get honorable, to get into the, and hopefully get the conversation going here a little bit, I know for me, and I mentioned this one before, Jolly Good, which I love, and we big shout out to Jolly Good Company. Mm-hmm. Love our friends at Jolly Good. I still drink Jolly Good to this day, mm-hmm. so I'm not at all saying anything bad about the company. But like every company, they come out with flavors that may not always be bangers, may not always be the greatest flavor right. in the world. And there was a diet chocolate soda that they had.
Okay. You were like, I have to have this.
I have to. I love chocolate. I love mm-hmm. soda. I'm 8. I was probably 13, actually.
Okay.
A little bit older. And I purchased some. My Nana Papa actually got us some. But I put some of my own money that I made mm-hmm. from doing chores and everything into this. And yeah. No, it was just, it's still one of the worst things. It may be the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Yeah, the flavor
it may
was
be.
Terrible.
It's
huh?
right up there. I'm trying to think. I have done the thing where I buy a, growing up, I didn't have a lot of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So once I finally started to have a little bit of free money or whatever, not like a lot of expensive clothes or anything, mm-hmm. but I'd buy like a $20 shirt or something like that every once in a while. I would do this, but I started doing it and then realizing as I bought the shirt, like, oh, no, the worst one, a jersey. I've got a Northwestern mm-hmm. jersey, which obviously be a little bit touchy right now. But I'd wear it. I'd wear it for the school, not for some of the other things. But I always bought my clothes big because I had to grow into my clothes. I had hand-me-downs, and I was used to my clothes being baggy. So as I'm buying clothes as an adult, I just got used to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a large, but I bought everything in XL. But then I started getting older, and I'm starting like, this just doesn't work anymore.
Fit me anymore.
I don't want to be a 30-year-old walking around in baggy clothes.
Yeah.
But I made that epiphany happened after I already bought the jersey and spent like $50 on a jersey and all this.
Yep.
So I got this jersey that I don't wear because it's swim in it.
Too big.
Yeah. I don't know if that counts, but that's a little bit of that kind of thing.
I get it.
How about you?
Okay.
I
was thinking of two. So more of a recent one. I have too many photos. I have cute kids and I take pictures of them and like life.
Yeah.
And so I upload my photos to like Google Photo.
Mm-hmm.
And it said like I was running out of space, right? This classic, like you have to get more space and you have to buy into it. And I finally like reached a platform where I had to, and I was being too quick. Not as much attention to detail that I should have had. And it was like, you can buy this for, I don't know, I think it was like $5 or this for $10. And there's, I don't know what, this is like your space that you had.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't look at what I currently have for space.
Mm-hmm.
So I went the cheaper option because I'm like, I probably don't, it's going to take me a while to get there.
I'd have done the same. Yeah.
Well, I clicked it, I bought it, etc. And it said, you are still out of space. I didn't have enough space.
Oh, no.
I bought essentially what I had. I needed to buy the $10 one, but I didn't look for it.
Don't.
I didn't see the details of how much space I had.
Yeah.
But why did they give me that as an option?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I went for it.
They shouldn't have even given you the option. Yeah, that's
I went for
it. Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know. I was a little bit like, I want to send you an email right now, Google. But anyways, I got past it. It was only like $10 and my photos are safe and all is well. But I was like, I just gave you $15 and I really only needed to give you $10
kind of
thing.
It drives. I think that stuff is maybe even more frustrating when it's like $5 or $10 here or there. And it's just like, that kind of thing.
It was more of like I needed attention to detail. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, one when I was a kid.
Mm.
So I'm an 80s born kid, mm-hmm. but a 90s, grew up in the 90s right? And we were fortunate enough to go travel. Like one of my parents' goals as a parent, this is a silly one, but I love them for it, was they really wanted to take us to Europe at some point in our life.
Yeah.
And so we went and their fashion in Europe is different than it is here.
Yeah.
And I bought these like, I don't know. I think it was like a 13-year-old kid. I don't know why I got them. I bought these like platform shoes thinking like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They wear them over here. And I got home and I was like, I live in Wisconsin Rapids. I will never wear these things. And it was like all my own money. Like my one thing, maybe I brought like, you know, some little other thing, trinket back. But like the one thing I brought back, these hideous black like platform shoes that I never wore out of the house. I think I wore them in the house like once.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a waste of money.
That's a tough
one. That was a waste of money.
I think that a lot of this could be said by our parents with toys. Where they spent all this money on a toy or whatever, we play with it for like 5-10 minutes and we're done.
Yeah.
Or we play with the box more, or we break the toy within 5 minutes.
Oh, definitely.
That would I feel like that would have been just as good of a conversation getter or something like that, because there's a lot of that in our histories.
So we need to tell our parents, hold up with those toys, or maybe not. Yeah. And also our parents need to say, don't buy those platform shoes. You're not going to wear them.
You're not going to wear them. You are not going to wear those. We'll keep this conversation going all week. 424-2600. Feel free to call us up and let us know what some of your worst purchases are. For now, we'll take a break and get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with much more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
That's fun.
Oh, I should know it. I know I should. I don't know this one, though.
You had to dance and you figured out.
Yeah, I definitely should know this.
Yeah.
I can't think of it, though. Welcome back to The Morning Show, everybody. Kat and James here with you behind the mics. Hope you're having a good one out there.
Trying to figure out the music.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on that. I am not going to be able to move past it.
You can call us and let us know what it is.
Yeah, 424-2600, everybody. I mean,
it sounds familiar, but I can't think of the name at all.
No clue. My none. I'm lost on this one. Losing my 90s card as we speak. I can't play it. Seth will come in here later and he'll just say it to me. Here's an interesting one. Burger King is selling a new burger in Thailand that's not really a burger at all. They're calling it the, quote, real cheeseburger, but there's no meat. Just a bun with 20 slices of American cheese on it.
Oh, my. 20 slices.
Yeah, you've got to see the photo to appreciate just how much cheese this is. 20 slices is roughly a pound of cheese between two buns. So here is the photo that is in the ads.
Oh, it's so much cheese.
It's so much cheese.
I mean, even as a Wisconsinite, that's just too much cheese.
I think we may have found the limit. I think we may have found the limit of how much cheese on a cheeseburger is too much cheese.
True, I like it though, the real cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, right, it's between a bun, but I think of a burger as like meat typically, like when I think of a burger, but...
Yeah. So for them, the other thing is it's a little confusing because in the photo it looks melted, but there's a YouTube video of a guy eating one and it looks just barely even heated up.
Oh, they don't know. They don't know how to eat your cheese. Yeah. You got to eat that melted.
For its initial run, they're only charging $3, but they'll eventually sell it for $11. Ooh. So it sounds like they plan to make it a permanent menu option in Thailand. No word on whether they're bringing it to the U.S. or not, but you can get ready for you can already get one if you want. Just order a cheeseburger, no ketchup, mustard, pickles, or meat, and ask for 19 slices of cheese.
Yeah,
hey, have it your way.
Mm-hmm, right.
I would not even want to take a bite of that.
I mean, is that good Wisconsin cheese? Where are you sourcing too? But it doesn't really look like... I like grilled cheese, right? Like, that's good.
Right. I was going to go there with that. Yeah.
I like that. But it doesn't need 19 or 20 pieces of cheese. That's just too much.
So my dad is the greatest in the world that I've ever known at making grilled cheese. There's just nothing like it. He's perfect every time. Mm. The man is undefeated at making grilled cheese. But I think part of what makes it so good to me is the amount of cheese he uses. He always has the right amount.
Okay.
I don't know how he does this, but it always seems it never bleeds over. You're never getting cheese pouring out of
it
or anything.
Melted just right.
Just right.
Yes.
Just right. The man's got this down.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to hire my father for this.
Yeah, they should have consulted with him for sure.
Yeah. It's too much cheese. It's just too much. And again, to Katrina's point, you know that's saying something. If here in Wisconsin, we're telling you it's too much cheese.
I know, right?
Now, if I don't think, though, that it's something that's that far-fetched. I know a lot of kids growing up that was their snack. They would grab two slices of bread, some cheese, and they'd eat that. A cheese sandwich, you know, something like that. There's plenty of people. This is just taking it too far,
I think. And I like cold cheese, but I mean, that doesn't look like, that looks like plasticky cold cheese.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'm not sure.
And interesting in Thailand, too. Like, I don't think of Thailand. So, right, the food in Thailand's got, like, lots of flavors, sometimes mm-hmm. spice. And I don't know. I wouldn't choose that place to launch this.
Yeah. My mom and dad liked Thai food, so we would go to a restaurant that delivered and stuff, and we'd get some food from there from time mm-hmm. to time. And just, I've eaten a lot of it, and I was a kid when the last time I really ate Thai food, but mm-hmm. it was spicy. I do mm-hmm. remember that. It had more of that to it. Maybe this is them trying to counter that, give an alternative to that. I don't know. We continue with the fast food business and the changes going on. If your go-to McDonald's breakfast is their big cinnamon roll, you're going to want to start Googling donut shops. McDonald's announced they are discontinuing their entire McCafe bakery lineup.
Mm.
That means their apple fritters, blueberry muffins, and their cinnamon roll with cream cheese icing. If you're a fan of their apple pie or chocolate chip cookies, you're in the clear. Those items are going to stay. Diehard fans are losing their minds.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen in my lifetime an uproar or a pushback against McDonald's like this before.
I wonder why they're doing this. Like, is it just it doesn't sell compared to the other things? Or I wouldn't think it takes up that much space to consistently have it.
Yeah. McDonald's only added it to the menu about 3 years ago. But there's a lot of people saying that a lot of these items have been around their whole lifetime mm-hmm. or something. And it just wasn't part of a menu thing.
Mm-hmm.
They put out a statement saying that they're, quote, always listening to their fans and adjusting the menu based on what they crave. So it sounds like they weren't just selling that well. They'll start phasing them out this month. No word on if they plan to replace them with other baked goods. But they did just add another new menu item this week. Cheesy jalapeno McMuffins are now available at select locations. They're also doing a cheesy jalapeno quarter pounder for a limited time. It's not clear if they plan to add them to the permanent menu or not.
And maybe it'll get replaced.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though.
I think that, Melissa's got a running gag that we love around here about Taco Bell mm-hmm. and them discontinuing an item, I think a seven-layer burrito, seven-bean layer burrito.
I've heard her say that once
or
twice.
Something like that.
Yep.
And she, you know, I think what, like good comedy, there's a little truth in it mm-hmm. with a little bit of, you know, over-exaggerating.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But she's dead serious about this in some ways and everything. Mm-hmm. We all get like, not all of us, but a lot of us have certain items like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get discontinued or they stop or they don't bring them back. And that's just kind of the way we roll with this as a society.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the rise of our voices on social media and to be honest, the rise of keyboard cowards on social media,
mm-hmm.
You got much more than you've ever thought of. But the thing that gets missed and lost in the shuffle a lot of times, like we look at this, especially if you use Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter it has a bad rap, and rightfully so for a lot of reasons, especially mm-hmm. since Musk took it over and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problems on Twitter are like 5 to 10% barely of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like what we look at in politics. You've got people on the far end of the right, far end of the left that you'll never be able to talk to or have a decent conversation with. And this is on both sides of
Absolutely.
The aisle.
Yep.
But the majority of us are somewhere in the middle or somewhere where we're hearing you out. We're purple-esque, if you will.
Sure.
A lot of us are in this realm of, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I don't agree with the other side and I'm not going to vote for the other side, but I'm also not looking to pick a fight with them.
Right.
That percentage of people is much smaller than we realize, but because they bark so loud
mm-hmm.
and media outlets get a hold of these things and stuff, it gets like a tiny molehill turns into a Mount Everest.
Yes. Yep.
I think a lot of it is like that, especially with the food industry mm-hmm. and the fast food game. There's a lot of people barking about this, but it's McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a McDonald's guy. I don't go to McDonald's. I mm-hmm. couldn't even tell you the last time I did. But if I was starting a fast food industry and McDonald's said, hey, I've got some advice for you, I'm listening.
Yeah.
They're the biggest game in town, baby.
Right.
Like if they're discontinuing an item, it's not selling.
Right. There's a reason.
So I'm sorry that if you were the one person in the world that loved this one particular item, and I feel for you. I really do. I think that sucks. That's unfair. Mm-hmm. It's not, but I mean, this is business.
Yep.
This is business 101. This is how this works. And you're seeing this outcry, but the outcry is actually a very small amount of people. They're just barking really loud.
Yeah, right.
I do think that you got to listen to your fans, though.
That's important.
You don't get anywhere. None of these businesses, no industry gets anywhere without the people. And if you're not listening to the people, you are not going to be in business very long. Mm-hmm. If you are trying to, radio is this way. Radio is not a one-size-fits-all thing, especially in 2023 and going forward. As if you learned anything from the pandemic in this industry, you might have learned that radio is like baseball. It's a rural thing. It's a local thing. Mm-hmm. You root for your local teams. You listen to your local teams. You don't give a darn about the team on the other end of the country. You just care about your team.
Yep.
That's radio. Most people don't really... We noticed this in our my old classic rock station, where we had a morning show that was broadcast out of Indiana. Guess what? A lot of people in Wisconsin don't give a dang about what people are doing in Indiana. In Indiana, people don't give a darn about what we're doing here in Wisconsin. Yep. That's okay. That's just understanding the market.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if you just force those things on people, like you force a menu item or something like that, guess what? Probably not going to be in business much longer.
Right.
You have to listen to your audience. You have to. Part of the way they tell you this is by their purchasing of items. If they're not purchasing an item, it seems like they don't want it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, buying with your fork is one of the most powerful ways.
Yes, yes. Well said. I like that. Taking a break. Come back with a That Ain't Right story and some good stories of the day for you on the morning show at WFHR. I need a different one. That's too slow. It's our last segment. We need something with a little more pump, a little more
pump us up.
Energy.
What'd we get?
No, that's a little
just
better.
A little more pumped.
A little better. A little more pumped up. Not really, but a little bit. A little
we'll
bit. We're reaching. We'll take it. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR. Katrina and James here with you at 9:51 on the clock. Thank you for crashing into us, everybody.
And you know what? It's okay. We can be the pump.
Yeah. We'll bring the energy.
We're here.
Well said. We got to get into a little bit of a That Ain't Right story here. This is a little different than normal. Usually we're picking on one person. This one, it's more of a subject matter. Things you should never do at a nude beach.
Oh, yes. These are good things to learn. There's not a lot of them. There was one in Wisconsin. I don't think there is any anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When I think of things that you will never catch me doing in the history, no matter what, you can go ahead to parallel universe versions of me. And even those versions of me, I'm not doing this.
Okay, well, but
this
is one of them. Skinny dipping at night, though.
I've done that.
Okay.
I've done the skinny dipping at night.
But not just like openly going to a nude beach.
Skinny dipping at night is a lot of fun.
It's a risk. That's why you like it.
It's a risk. Yes, yes. And nobody, I didn't have a lot of experience with lakes.
So
I did this because a girl I liked was, her name was Hope, by the way.
Okay.
I'll never forget that. And she was older than me. And she said, have you ever been skinny dipping? And I didn't even know what it was. So I just agreed to something. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And we go into the lake over here in Lake Camelot in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
We go jumping in there. And there's a big difference of doing skinny dipping in like a pool.
Oh, yeah.
Or a hot
different
tub.
Different temperature.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Than a lake.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're like 14.
Yeah.
It just doesn't end well. And then for her makeup was all like, it was just down. Like she jumped into there looking like Brooke Shields and came out looking like the creature from the Blue Lagoon. It was just a rough night for both of us.
All right, different day.
It's a rough night.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it scarred me. Maybe that's why I won't do the new beach thing. I don't know. So I don't have to worry about any of this, but in case you do, maybe this will help you out. All of these are That Ain't Right stories. Doing any of this at a nude beach is a That Ain't Right story. Like, don't park your chair or blanket too close to anyone.
That makes sense.
You would normally do this at a beach. I think normally you would do this.
More like, where's the spot? Where's the ideal spot to be, right?
With this, I would definitely do it.
Everyone wants their space.
Let's see. No gawking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you don't stare at anyone too long. If you strike up a conversation with a stranger, maintain eye contact.
Yeah.
That's
without saying.
You gotta do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Don't talk about anyone's body. Even if you think it's a compliment, it's not something you're supposed to do. So I'm seeing a similar theme to the workplace. mm-hmm. you know, with this and right? everything, in this day and age and all that and such. That's interesting. If you're there with someone, no PDA. Anything that even resembles, you know, sexual kind of stuff and everything can be really frowned upon, or is very frowned upon.
I can see that. Yep.
All these are seeming very self-explanatory to me, and I've mm-hmm. never even been in this. I don't even know if I've been in the same town as a nude beach before. Oh, no, I have. I'm California.
Mm-hmm.
I got lost, and I was with my friend Will, and Will wouldn't tell me where I was, because I got a little cocky about where we were going and everything, mm-hmm. and he's like, all right, fine, I'm not going to tell you. And then he wouldn't tell me where we were, and we kept going, and he finally told me, because we were going to walk right into a nude beach.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to go walking right into it, and actually, we could have gotten in trouble and fined.
Because
for having clothes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Don't take pictures. Who's doing this? Mm-hmm. Who would do that? Don't take pictures, basically. No selfies mm-hmm. of the sunset or any of that kind of stuff. That's not cool. Now, this is all coming from a lady, an 81-year-old woman, who has been a nudist for over 30 years. So definitely knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff. She's been doing it.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. All of that is definitely, that ain't right stories to me. Need a palate cleanser. Definitely need a palate cleanser on this one. And we want to remind you that the world's largest water ski show tournament is 1 week away.
Yeah.
And it happened right here in Rapids. The 57th annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship will take place July 20th through the 23rd over at beautiful Red Sands Beach at Lake Wazeecha in Wisconsin mm-hmm. Rapids. We are so excited about this championship coming to town again.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the biggest events of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is saying something, with Cranberry Blossom Fest and the 4th of July celebration. Every week we get lunch by the river.
Yep.
So many cool and wonderful events that we have all summer. And this one is kind of the headline, kind mm-hmm. of the big one. We welcome people from all over the state, all over the country for this. It is going to be such a fun event. And I want to encourage everybody to have some grace with our residents and people that
yes.
are in town here.
Mm-hmm.
Give everybody some, a little bit of extra
space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And getting into the running order here a little bit, the ceremonies kick off on Thursday. You'll have swivels, doubles, team jump, pair swivels, freestyle jump. The awards will be after that, and it'll all wrap up with barefoot figure eight, which is always
awesome.
Fun to watch. I
mm-hmm.
love watching that.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried that many times,
really?
Skiing barefooting. Well, I might as well have
yeah.
skis for feet.
Yeah.
I got size 12 of shoes.
Might as well.
Why bother with skis when my feet are skis, basically? It is a lot harder than it looks. Like, and the definition of things that look harder than they look, that is way up at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a little bit, like, where I'm up there for a little bit, and then, boom, mm-hmm. and then I'm down.
Wow,
I'm
nice.
Up a little bit, and I'm down. Yeah, but I just throw the skis on because I'm bored. But
yep.
Friday kicks off with River City. As far as local, our aqua skiers will be hitting the water on Friday. They'll be one of the second to, or the last act before the awards.
Okay, cool.
So timing-wise, that's how you can kind of figure that out. More great events going on Saturday, and, of course, everything wrapping up on Sunday with our Shermalot team being one of the second-to-last teams then. We'll get more
awesome.
Into the details of this next week when we get closer to the event. But again, get ready for this, everybody. The Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Tournament kicking off on the 20th. It is Wednesday, and we all know what that means. Bingo!
Bingo!
Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Join them for bingo when their doors open at 5. They kick things off at 6:30 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Love our friends at the Elks
mm-hmm.
Lodge. Not only a great time, great atmosphere, but you can feel good about everything you do over there. Every purchase you make is helping put back into your community. The
yeah.
Elks Lodge, support local, they mm-hmm. buy local, and they are one of the definitions of that.
Yes.
And I did want to wrap up with this because over at the Family Center, we don't have a ton of events to raise money, to raise awareness
mm-hmm.
for different things we have, for just everyday stuff at the shop that we have
yeah.
over there and everything. So save the date for some sweet summer fun, the third annual Touch a Truck. It's going on 11 to 3 on July 29th over at Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Perfect.
Their ears are burning over there.
Right.
Vehicle displays, food. They're going to be food down there, kids games, and so much more. This is not only a wonderful event, a lot of fun that we're going to actually be talking about with Kayla coming up this week about, but this is one of the greatest things that you can do in this area where you are helping the Family Center continue mm-hmm. to do the vital work that they're doing over
yeah.
there. Not all of us can, you know, do the do some of the stuff that we would like to do, but mm-hmm. we can all be a part of this. We can all raise awareness to this and bring the kids down and have some fun and
it's
enjoy
ourselves.
It's a great
event.
Find out more by going to familycenter.org, familycenter.org. And of course, we wrap up with our great friends at Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina and I are actually going to be talking in just a little bit as our opening segment of Midday Magazine today. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us from 3 to 3:30 for that. Actually, join us from 3 to 4 because we'll have Encouraging after
yes,
that. That's
you
want
to listen
one.
To them too.
But you can find out more of what's going on at Family Natural Foods stopping by at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids or giving them a call at 423-3120. And be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Follow them on social media. Just stop on by. It's a good mm-hmm. time. We'll meet you over there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina, for a great show. We appreciate you.
Hey, this is fun. Let's do it again.
That sounds good. We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here at
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.